reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with his questions. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in the blind, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind. Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written. Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen. I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. Advent season is a season that the church would want to remind us about the three comings of Christ. The first coming of Christ in Palestine. The coming of Christ in our daily festival in the form of the Eucharist. And the final coming of Christ at the end of time. So every year during this season, the church also used four different candles to help us to remember that Christ comes into our lives to bring us hope, peace, joy, and love. And the first two Sundays of Advent season, the themes of hope and peace were mentioned in the readings of the liturgy of the words. And the theme of hope leads us to the expectation that there will be the day when there is no more word, the day when people shall lift their sword into plowshares, their spear into pruning hooks. And that is the day when nations shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they claim for war again. In other words, the church invites us to hope for the day when war is end. No more killing and violence in our world. However, in order to achieve that higher goal, the theme of peace also is introduced to us on the second Sunday of the Advent season. The image of the holy mountain of God, where wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, where cows and bears shall be neighbors, where babies shall play by the cobra's den. People know how to live their lives in peace with others, treating others with respectful behaviors. And after we have peace, the next thing the church would like to remind us is joy. So let us be joyful because the world is a good place for us to live. So my brothers and sisters, on the first Sunday of Advent, we noticed that the third rose candle was lit. The color of the Christmas one also in rose color. And the message of all the readings invites us to live in happiness and rejoice. The church call this Sunday is Gaudete, or Rejoicing Sunday. We rejoice because the Christmas day is near. That is the day for which the church reminds us about the love of God in the mystery of the incarnation and salvation for us. So Jesus came into our world, like in today's gospel mentioned, to bring healing for those who have been suffered from all kinds of diseases, of all kinds of illness. Jesus came to preach the good news to everyone, males and females, rich and poor, or old and young. And the message of the gospel that he preached was, God is with us. I don't know if you ever have any friend or relatives who was blind but now can see, who was crippled but now can jump up a gear. He was mute, but now can speak. Who was deaf, but now can hear. And you imagine how happy that person was when he or she was cured. And speaking for myself, I remember about 5 years ago when I suffered from a minor stroke, which caused my left eyes seeing double vision. And for 3 months, when I said mass, I had to close my left eye so I was able to see the light straight to hit the most easier. And today when my left eye was back to normal, and I was able to read the prayers of the mass in the Roman Missal without any difficulty, I was so happy, and I think I never forgot. That was a very joyful day for me. And the message of the readings of this Sunday once again invites us to rejoice just like those people who were healed by the power of God. The words of God in our readings reminds us when the Son of God came to the world, He came to serve, He came to heal, He came to preach, and also listen to our life story. So how could of your Son didn't want to have Jesus as his or her listener, as his or her counselor, or as his or her believers? And we are attracted to Christ because we know that His love is for us, is real for us. His love is real and it is forever. So we are attracted to Christ because Christ gives us everlasting happiness. So listen to the story of the Gospel today. We also wonder why John the Baptist, who was in Herod's prison, sent his disciple to ask Jesus about the divine identity. Was John the Baptist and Jesus present? Was he the one who was in his mother's womb rejoicing when Blessed Mary came to visit the family? The answer to all those questions like this. After the escaping trip to Egypt, then the Holy Family came back and settled out in the town, the little town of Bethlehem, which was in the north of the country, while John the Baptist's family still lived in the south. So the two families lost contact of each other since the childhood of their son. This is the reason why John sent his disciple to ask Jesus, will be the Messiah. And we who live in the 21st century are lucky because we know for sure that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah. We believe in Him. We believe that He came and lived in a family like us in the past. We believe that He is present in us, with us, in the presence of the church and in the sacrament of the church. And we also believe that He will come again to bring us home to His Father's house. So the question we can ask ourselves this morning is, what is our joy, our happiness at this moment of our lives? And I hope our answer will be having a good relationship with God and with His sons. The two pretentious novices both wanted a cigarette while they prayed. They decided to ask the senior priest of the community for the missions, for the permissions. So they went to ask Father James Chair. And the first one asked, but was told no. And little while later, he spot his friend smoking and praying. So he went to his friend and asked, why Father Shea allowed you to smoke and not me? And his friend replied, because you asked if you who smoke while you pray. And I asked if I could pray while I smoke. So by whatever we decide for ourselves during this third Sunday, first week of Advent season, we bring us both holiness and joy.